Success at Toledo Health.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. Okay, you're overweight. You want to do something about it? Haven't had much luck? Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner, located across the street from Whataburger in Leesville, can now provide you weight management services at Jennifer Smith's Cosmetics. She provides evaluations and counseling for weight management, as well as the shots, the injections at a very affordable price. They mail them right to you. Check it out on Facebook or Instagram, Brenda Willis, FNP, for information on how to book and how to get your life back in shape. Want to catch a movie? Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Arthur the King, Cabrini, all at Parkway Cinema in Natchitoches. The doctor is in the house, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Casty. Dr. Casty, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How are you, my man?
I'm good. Who's your pick in the NCAA basketball men's?
Either Grambling or McNeek.
It's not LSU or Arkansas. We know that.
You know, the woman that says one of the women that works for me as my scheduler is an Arkansan, and so I mentioned to her that you're an Arkansan, and you're just like Rose. You're just like Rose. Oh, we're going to schedule him no matter what.
Well, I tell you, the surprise team has been McNeese. Well, I don't say a surprise. Will Wade's a great coach, and he moved from LSU to McNeese. Selling out tickets at McNeese, but he's going against Gonzaga, and that's a hard team to beat. My pick in the NCAA, and I'm sure I'm going to be wrong, I think Purdue could be very difficult to beat this year.
Well, you know, the Big Ten has got a great basketball league. Purdue's always hangs tough. It's like the SEC in football. If you play tough teams in your conference, you're better prepared for a playoff season. And Big Ten's this great basketball.
You have announced that the EPA will grant Louisiana $69 million from the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act for drinking water and clean water infrastructure. Who actually gets that money?
So it goes down through the state. The state has the ability to distribute it. There'll be particular localities which are applied, but ultimately it flows, but it begins by flowing through the state. But the broader point is that this is part of a sum of money that is coming from the infrastructure bill to Louisiana to help address those needs we have. And I'll point out to people, Ted, that Louisiana's got so many strengths, but we got problems. Part of it is that, you know, we flood, our coastal restoration issues, our ports need to be spruced up, if you will, and a lot of small towns have had a problem, and bigger cities have had a problem with their water infrastructure. Louisiana will be one of the leading states in the nation in receiving money on a per capita basis from the infrastructure bill to help address those needs. We need to build for the future, and the way we start by building for the future is to catch up where we need to be. The infrastructure bill is helping us to catch up where we need to be.
This beautiful young lady that had such a great life ahead of her, Lakena Riley, you actually know how to pronounce her name. You've introduced a bill which would require U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to arrest illegal aliens who commit theft, burglary, larceny, shoplifting offenses, and mandate they're detained until they're removed from the U.S. You also introduced legislation to fight sanctuary policies and establish authority of the state and local to maintain. What's the chances of getting that passed?
Now, under Biden, not very good. But on the other hand, it sends a message. And it continues to kind of make the issue an important issue. We can actually see Democrats, even Democrats in Washington, by the way, different from Democrats in Louisiana. Democrats in Washington tend to be far more left. And we actually see them responding to this and trying to do something about the people coming across our southern border. So one way to do it is to highlight that there's a criminal element among that group and they should be deported. And if they commit a crime in the U.S., they're detained until they go home.
Nancy Reagan, many years ago, had a theme, Just Say No, dealing with drugs. We fought drugs through the judiciary and every way we can. In my opinion, the president has done more to damage drug use in this country than anybody ever has because there's so many drugs coming in across the southern border with no checks and balance. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. And so if you think about it, you know, the people who come across the southern border, a lot of them are, I mean, most of them are good people. They're just seeking a better life, okay? But still, you got to go through it legally. You can't come through illegally. On the other hand, there is a criminal element. There is a terrorist, a group of terrorists that have been caught coming across, about 180 at last count. But there's also a lot of drugs and other contraband. And those drugs, if you look around our nation, we have 60 to 100,000 people die annually from drug overdose. Not all of it comes across the southern border. A lot of it comes across the southern border. And so we've got to stop that flow of drugs. One of the things coming across the southern border, by the way, there's also human trafficking, where some of the people who come across are then trafficked into prostitution. Children, for example, trafficked into prostitution, and their pimps know when they come across the border that they're vulnerable. They keep them here. They keep them in custody. It's a terrible thing.
You delivered a speech on the Senate floor to talk about and take action to reform the National Flood Insurance Program. What would you like to get done?
Yeah, so right now there's a lot of folks in South Louisiana and North Louisiana who can't afford their flood insurance program and their flood insurance. And sometimes they say, well, I've never flooded before, and I don't live in a place that has flooded before. Why am I now flooding? Why am I now paying so much, I should say? And some of the times they're living behind a levee, and they're living behind a levee, and they are still having to pay higher rates for flood insurance. We want some transparency. If somebody is paying a lot, why are they? Is it justified? Is the levee they live behind being included in the maps as they do that? There's a lot of ways to make the program more transparent, and we can make it, therefore, more affordable and more sustainable, and that's my goal.
Probably the most important topic for this area we'll talk about this morning is the next topic. And you've introduced the LNG Security Act, which would reverse President Biden's decision to stop new American LNG exports. So we got tons more natural gas here than we ever could imagine. We're shipping it to Lake Charles. They're turning it into liquid natural gas. And the president's stopping us from exporting it?
Yeah, so his administration has put a hold on on approval of new permits to make the LNG export plants. Now, let's just think this through. A lot of people work in construction at these LNG export plants, thousands of people. It creates new permanent jobs, which typically pay $80,000 to $100,000 or more, not for the top management, but for the operators, the people making it go. And then it's also helping all the folks who are working, say, in Haynesville, the Haynesville shale play, the drilling the new wells, maintaining them, and then the landowners and the school board. DeSoto Parish is doing fantastic, in part because they're getting a revenue stream off of the natural gas in their parish. This threatens to interrupt that all. The stuff which is already approved, they're going to allow to go forward, but the stuff that is in the pipeline to be approved, they're putting a hold on. That creates uncertainty, and when you create uncertainty, investment goes someplace else. We need that investment to come to Louisiana to continue to employ people, to help our school districts, to help our workers, to help our long-term prosperity. The Biden administration, I call this part of their war on the American worker.
Garrett Graves, not exactly high on the list with Jeff Landry, has announced that he has no plans of running for your seat or running against you. But am I correct, Garrett Graves if he chooses, can run for any congressional district in the state of Louisiana. It doesn't have to be where he's at?
Correct. He could run for Mike Johnson's seat, although he's not going to. But I'm told that he's going to go ahead and run for his current sixth seat, which starts in North Baton Rouge and goes all the way up to South Caddo. So a lot of the folks listening to us right now will be voting in that race. And Cleo Fields, the race was the seat was drawn. Jeff drew that seat basically to benefit Cleo.
To benefit Cleo or to punish Garrett.
you can cut it either way, but he wanted to create a seat for Cleo.
Okay.
And so then it punishes Garrett too. Probably, you know, there's a lawsuit being filed because you're not allowed to do a congressional district just on race. It's kind of complicated. On the one hand, African Americans are underrepresented in our delegation. If, you know, a third of the state's black, and yet only one out of six were black, so that was the issue. But on the other hand, you can't draw the district just because someone's African American. Go figure. And this one appears to have been drawn, taking into account people being African American, because really South Caddo and North Baton Rouge pretty far apart. So all that to say that Garrett's going to run against Cleo is what he's saying now. It's about a 55% African American district, so it's going to be a tough race for him.
Alan Seabach was on this program a week or so ago, and what he wants to do is let the courts decide this, not let the legislature decide that. Is that a bad idea?
Well, ultimately, the courts have to decide. We've learned that. In fact, Jeff's kind of rationale and the legislature's rationale for, let's just put a point on it, Mike Johnson is going to lose another Republican congressman. Mike Johnson's going to. Period in the story. And Mike Johnson right now has, like, no margin whatsoever as Speaker of the House of Representatives. But the rationale is that the courts in Baton Rouge, the federal court in Baton Rouge, were saying that you got to do this. And so let the legislature draw it instead of the court drawing it. I get that. I think the legislature should take, you know, if you got to do it, you got to do it. But there's ways to draw it. And so I think Alan is saying let the courts do it. Oh, I don't know. It's a tough way either way, but I think Garrett is saying, let's fight it in the courts. We don't know that the judge in Baton Rouge was right. Let's continue to fight it and see how it goes. There's no easy answer here. And if I'm giving a confused answer, it's because there's no easy answer.
U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, our guest this morning, in a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on, Bass Heating and Cooling, quality hometown-friendly service. Call them at 318-554-9884. Check them out on Facebook or go to their website at bassheatingandcooling.com. Don't forget to mention you heard it here. Get an additional 10% discount.
This is Mary Scruggs from Natchitoches, Louisiana. I'm a senior at Northwestern State University majoring in communications. I chose NSU to pursue a career as a professional communicator, such as a journalist, digital content producer, or advertising and public relations specialist. If you live in Natchitoches Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. Fork 'em Demons!
We love George Strait for more than his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why we love him, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Nichols in Mammy, Leesville, Coushatta, or Winfield, and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Your favorite Leesville pawn shop owners are retiring. That's right. Tanya and James with Star Pawn Grunt and Archery are packing up their bags and heading home. To celebrate their retirement, they're having a massive sale with plenty of items 10 to 50% off. You can stop by today at 1074 Entrance Road in Leesville, or you can call 337-537-1756. You can also throw in your bid at bonnetauctions.com to see a vast array of guns for auction now. Retirement sale at Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Hey, welcome back. Want to remind you, you got a wedding coming up. Not sure what to do for a wedding gift? Well, let Nichols handle it for you. They're experts at it. Winfield, Leesville, Cashatta, and Manny. The Moore family. They will make sure it's the right gift. They've been there over 100 years. They know what they're doing. It'd simplify your life. Stop by Nichols today. U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy is our guest this morning. Dr. Cassidy, I'm a big fan of Mike Johnson, but it doesn't appear to me, and I'm sure I'm wrong on this, but it doesn't appear to me that he's doing anything different than the previous Speaker of the House. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, Mike Johnson's in a tough situation. He's got about, I don't know, 4 to 8 Republicans who will never vote with him. Period. End of story. Nothing you do is good enough for them. And so, since his margin's only 1 or 2 votes, if you got 4 to 8 people voting against you, you got to work with Democrats. And it's kind of weird because these guys voted and gals voting against him every single time. If they voted with him, he could get a conservative answer to whatever the issue is. But since they're going to vote no matter what, he's got to work with Democrats, which means you've got to give them concessions in order to get something passed. It's a tough situation Mike's been put in. It's strong conservative, but with just people who literally will not vote yes. And since they won't vote yes, he's got to make concessions to get stuff done.
Why are you rejecting President Biden's fiscal year 25 budget?
Oh, Biden's budget's a bunch of fiction. I mean, like, you know, it's basically his campaign plan. Okay, I'm running behind Trump. I got to be able to say I'm doing something positive, so I'm going to write all this stuff in as if I'm actually going to accomplish it. It's just a joke. One thing that really disturbs me, for example, President Biden does not have a serious plan to address Social Security going insolvent in 8 years. So the trust fund, the money that you and I have been paying in forever, and all of our listeners, is going to be busted, broke, empty in 8 years. At that point, those receiving Social Security will get a 24% cut in their benefits. No, you're not grandfathered in. You're not grandmothered in. Boom, you're getting a 24% cut. Biden says he has a plan. It's a joke, and I can tell you why it's a joke. So it's very disturbing, very disturbing. He's not being a leader. Biden is a campaigner right now, and what he's putting out there is not serious. It's just trying to get him reelected.
You also introduced Save Our Senior Act, which goes along that same line.
Yeah, so why don't we let seniors know what's going on with their Social Security account? Some people listening are not going to be aware that Social Security is going insolvent, for example, number one. Number two, sometimes seniors take their benefits at an earlier age, and if they waited to take it a little bit longer, it would pay off in the long term. So, for example, you take your benefits at age 62 when you earliest you can. But if you wait till 65, over your lifetime, you're going to get a lot more money. And if you wait till 70, over your lifetime, you're going to get even more money. So we're trying to inform our seniors of all these different options about social, both the program itself, but personally, how sometimes delaying beginning to take their social means over their lifetime they get a lot more. And we're just trying to, a variety of ways, tell them about these issues. And one of the ways we're doing it about some of these issues is the Save Our Seniors Act.
Our guest this morning, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, be back with closing comments and thoughts in a moment. Northwestern State University student Danielle Edwards has been named the National Baton Twirling Association 2024 College Miss Majorette of Louisiana. Congratulations to Miss Edwards, and congratulations to Northwestern State University.
Tax Solutions at Glenn Dean Tax Service is located in DeRidder, DeQuincy, and Oakdale. Our hours are 9 to 5, except Fridays 9 to 4 and Saturdays 10 to 2. After hours appointments if needed. We know the tax laws as well as changes in the filings. We stand behind you from the filing and through any issues with the IRS. We will get your tax return completed and filed with the best results. For an appointment or more information, call 337-463-2000. Tax Solutions at Glenn Dean Tax Service.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Your favorite Leesville pawn shop owners are retiring. That's right. Tanya and James with Star Pawn Grunt and Archery are packing up their bags and heading home. To celebrate their retirement, they're having a massive sale with plenty of items 10 to 50% off. You can stop by today at 1074 Entrance Road in Leesville, or you can call 337-537-1756. You can also throw in your bid at bonnetauctions.com to see a vast array of guns for auction now, retirement sale, and Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
Hey, good morning. I want to remind you, Louisiana Eye and Laser Center is your go-to headquarters for eye exams, eye surgery, glasses, contacts, they do it all. They got 14 locations, Leesville, Nacogdoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. Center close to you, 318-487-2020 for an appointment, or go to laeyeandlaser.com. Dr. Bill Cassidy, our guest this morning. And Dr. Cassidy, I take by your notes this morning that you eat crawfish, boiled crawfish?
I love boiled crawfish. They're a little expensive. My gosh, I haven't had them this season because I can't afford them, but I love them.
I can't imagine anything more disgusting than taking an animal and tearing it apart and eating it like that. I don't think I could ever do that. But you've voiced...
I've never really known you're from Arkansas until just now.
But I know this, since you voiced your support for Governor Landry's disaster declaration in response to the crawfish. Declaration, I understand that, but what can you actually do for the crawfish farmer? Can you get them federal aid or something, or what?
Well, there is, for example, if you have a drought in the Northwest and all the corn wheat or the corn is destroyed, then there is a federal program that will come in and do a disaster relief. And so you do that for various things. You can do it for aquaculture too. And so normally aquaculture is a little bit more resilient than, regular crops. But there's farm programs that will help people who have a tough year and would otherwise go out of business, but you tie them over till the next year and boom, they stay in business.
You've got 62 co-sponsors for the Kids Online Safety Act. What will it provide?
Yeah, so right now,
We would say that if somebody's less than 17, that they cannot be targeted with advertising, that you're not supposed to collect data on them. If it turns out the child lies about their age and Facebook or some other company is, you know, getting a profile of them, as they do of all of us, then the parents would have a erase button. They could walk up, hit the button, and all that data is erased. Other things to keep the kids from being targeted, the algorithms feed into whatever the person's interested in. If a young girl, 15 years old, is bulimic and she wants images of skinnier and skinnier and skinnier role models, that can feed into her mental illness, if you will. But if you take a break from that, you know, you should kind of readjust back to what life should be like. So we allow that for both the child, but also for the parent to hit an erase button, and no longer are they targeted, and everything they have is deleted.
Would you agree that in the presidential race, the Democrats are going to have Biden, Republicans are going to have Trump? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it appears that way.
Okay, so there are a number of people that I've talked to that don't really want either one of them. How big of an issue is it going to be if Kennedy gets in the race as an independent, and how many third-party people or people that's just fed up with it? Could it throw this into an unusual race?
It really could. So, of course, we're talking about Robert Kennedy, not John Neely Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana.
Right.
But Robert Kennedy gets in. He's going to have a hard time getting ballot access. But in all the elections, for example, all the Republican elections yesterday, Nikki Haley still got 15% or Tuesday. And in the Democratic side, there was 12 to 15% of Democratic voters not voting for Biden. So it shows that both parties have a group of people that don't want to vote for the person who is their nominee. Robert Kennedy, I'm told, is getting, like, right now, you know, 10% of the voters, a little bit more from Biden, but also taking some from Trump. And then there's a group called No Labels, and then they think that they have a pathway to victory. They don't have a candidate yet, but they're trying to get on the ballot. They're on in 18 states. The Democrat-Republican parties have made it really tough for someone to get on the ballot who's not a Republican or a Democrat. So if you're an independent or no party, you're kind of iced out. Louisiana just passed closed primaries, and so it's going to cost our state, like, incredible amounts of money. I think it's up to, like, $200 million over 10 years right now. But if you're an independent or no party, or if you're an independent, you cannot vote in our upcoming closed elections for federal elections or for state Supreme Court. And so the parties make it hard. They're kind of serving the party, if you will, not the voter. I'm a Republican, but I still think the voter should be the person we serve, not the party.
Okay, so here's my question, though. Robert Kennedy's got 10%, but Robert Kennedy is almost unknown. He doesn't get the publicity, the news that Trump or Biden does. If we get into a real presidential race and he starts getting some acknowledgement, doesn't that change a lot?
It does, and I mean, he could change. Kennedy is a famous political name. I always laugh. John Kennedy, John Kennedy in Louisiana, when he first started running, had a lot of Democratic votes, and then they realized he wasn't the dead president.
So back to Robert Kennedy, though. He's also, if you listen to him, he's also sometimes kind of way out there in left field. Does that also hurt him? He gets to be very well known. People really start seeing what all he stands for. Because some of the things he stands for I like. Some of the things I think are crazy.
Yeah, some of the stuff is bordered on being anti-Jewish. And so, unfortunately, there's people in our country who are anti-Jewish. Some of it is bordered on, he really doesn't like the vaccine, the COVID vaccine. And so, and he kind of goes to all the kind of conspiracy theories. So that gets them a certain following as well. And so there's a group of people that are going to really like him. And Democrats like him because of his famous last name. His father is one of the icons of the Democratic Party. So you put it all together, and he can pull up to 10%, but he pulls it both from Trump and Biden.
Grambling University, first time to my knowledge ever in the NCAA, played last night and won. They may be the national champs, you think?
Well, they're going to a tough road, but really proud of them, really proud of McNeese. You want to have Louisiana schools there. Grambling, by the way, when I was a kid, had more graduates in the NFL than any other school except Notre Dame.
That's right.
Now, that's changed, but they've got a rich athletic tradition, and so I'm glad to see them up there.
Dr. Cassidy, always enjoy visiting with you. Look forward to next month.
Hey, thanks, Ted.